And I got the information here. I want to bring on Jay Santos. He is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, what a day for you, huh, with that corona fire?
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. First of all, I want to say that I do enjoy your program. You do influence that those of us who work on the front lines of law enforcement here for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And I got to tell you something, we had a couple of pots of coffee going here today. When we were trying to determine where that first fire was started in Corona, and we understand that the firefighting units have been out there. I want to ask you a question right off the bat.
I do have the information.
All right, well, what I need to know right away, Phil, is where's ground zero, the incendiary ignition? Do you know exactly?
All right, the word is that the fire started in the hills south of Corona.
All right, could you give it to me again? I got Bob Jeffries here, Phil. I know you know Bob.
Yeah, say hello to him.
All right. Say it to me one more time.
Yeah, the what you call the ground zero of incendiary ignition was the hills south of Corona.
All right. Well, yeah. We are celebrating here, Phil. Yeah, you can tell right there. We can stand down now. We had a red phase one. We are at red phase two. We'll probably stand down now to green phase one. We had paper shredders going. I'll tell you something. It was touch and go here today.
Well, what was going on? I know that you guys were involved in a lot of stuff having to do with the summer season and the possibility of fire starting.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, and I want to be very honest with you. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I want your listeners to know, we are an auxiliary police force. We stand ready to assist local police and any law enforcement task that they would assign to us. We have been involved in some crowd control. We have been involved in some safety issues. We have been involved, you know, Phil, in some flare drops and helping control traffic. We are on the front lines of law enforcement and trying to help law enforcement keep our communities safe. Like anybody else, Phil, like any other law enforcement agency, we do make some mistakes from time to time. When we do make a mistake, we like to think that we're on top of it, and we do like to think that we are ready to not only admit our mistake, but try to solve whatever problem that we create. I will tell you, the last 48 hours, we have paper shredders going. We're ready to go deep cover on this because we had been out there. And we had been out there in our capacity of disposing of some fireworks. As you know, we confiscated fireworks on the 4th of July.
Well, I know that you guys go around and confiscate illegal fireworks from people, and I know that you guys are involved in the disposal of those fireworks. Now, where were you when all this took place?
We were in that area. We were not in the hills south of Corona. We were up in some of the hills and brush north of Corona a week ago. We had been out there, and we had been in preparation, basically, with existing equipment for us to begin to dispose of the ignitable materials of those fireworks. In other words, the fireworks that we had confiscated, we were disposing of.
Whereabouts?
We had been out in the fields up in the northern part of Corona and disposing of those fireworks. Now, I'm very familiar with the operations of some of these explosives, and I want your listeners to know something. Number one, Phil, this was 1 week ago, so we were not in the area to the best of our ability when this fire started.
All right. Were you guys worried that you started the fire?
We had been in a red phase one. That's correct.
Wow.
I'll tell you something right now. We got a lot of guys who are about to turn blue around here. So when we finally said that the fire was started in the hill south of Corona, when did that start?
I think it was today. Today or yesterday.
All right. So that does clear us. We stand down red phase four. Stand on red phase four and go to green phase one.
Are you talking to Bob right now?
Right. He's on the radio right now with some of the other guys, letting them know we are standing down, Phil.
Tell me what happened.
Well, a week ago, we were involved in fireworks disposal. The best way to dispose of fireworks that you have as a law enforcement officer that you've gotten a hold of, the best way to dispose of fireworks is literally to ignite the combustible materials and exhaust those combustible materials. Now, there are two ways in which you do this. The most efficient way is to go to a clearing to ignite those combustible materials, and you do it two ways. We had a series of bottle rockets and M80s that we had confiscated over the 4th of July weekend. This is very, very dangerous stuff. People get very, very hurt when they're using it. What we did is took it out to a clearing north of Corona last week, and these were bottle rockets and M80s. Now, you have to exhaust the combustible materials, and what we did is initially we ignited the bottle rockets. We did throw the M80s in the air. With a .22, you are able to break those M80s up so that combustible material is spent.
So what you guys do when you're disposing of fireworks, and this is the safest way, correct?
This is absolutely the safest way.
Is you will literally go out to a clearing and just light them off.
And we had been out there. I went out there with Bob Jeffries, his son Kyle was with us. I had my son Jay with me. And essentially what we did, Jay Jr., essentially what we did is we went out, we lit the bottle rockets, we went out with enough material to keep ourselves cool, so we were lighting off bottle rockets and exploding M80s out in the hills north of Corona.
But that can cause a fire.
That was 1 week ago. That was not anywhere near the time this fire started.
You were in the hills, though, north of Corona, lighting off bottle rockets and shooting M80s out of the air, correct?
We were getting rid of the combustible material. That's correct, Phil. And you have to understand that
why are you throwing M80s up in the air and shooting them with a 22?
Because that is the way that you ensure most of the combustible material is exhausted. And we did go out there with coolant. We went out there with cooling because one of the things you got to keep your body temperature down. So we did have a cooler. We had probably a six-pack of beer with us. But we keep that at the ready.
Well, what equipment do you have to put a fire on if it starts?
We did have a cooler. We did have some soft drinks. We had some beers. So if the fire started, we could certainly put it out with the beer that we had. We had probably about a case of beer, and we had some coolant in the thing.
Are you absolutely sure you guys did not start this fire?
Absolutely, Phil. We feel very safe about that tonight.
All right, Jay Santos is with us, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They were out in the hills north of Corona a week ago. As he said, getting rid of fireworks, lighting off bottle rockets, and shooting M80s out of the air. And I'm going to tell you something, that's pretty close to when this fire started. But they are standing down now at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're pretty sure they didn't start the fire. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is my guest. A wild, wild day in Corona. They had a major fire. I believe they're still battling. You guys have stood down for what you call a red phase one because you thought there was a possibility you started the fire.
We were afraid, Phil, because we were involved in fireworks disposal out in that area, that there might have been some incendiary material that had not been exhausted. Now, we had been out there. We shot off some bottle rockets and shot some M80s out of the air with a 22. We did have probably a good case, I'd say, of beer, as well as 2 6-packs of some soft drinks. The cooler was full of ice. And
let me just get this straight. You're out in the hills north of Corona, and you're drinking beer and shooting off bottle rockets.
No, sir. We are involved in exhausting these flammable materials and explosive materials from fireworks that we confiscated. And that is what we do with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Scott's confiscated this material on the streets. And
yeah, but it sounds to me like you were out sucking down beer and shooting off bottle rockets and blowing M80s out of the air with a 22, okay? That can be dangerous.
And it absolutely, but still we do, and I pride myself on knowledge of the operation of some of these explosives. I am trained because I worked for a few summers, one of the Red Devil stands out to hug, and also worked the same stand in San Fernando. So I'm familiar with some of these things.
All right, let me talk. We've got a firefighter on the line from Orange. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that this guy's full of crap.
Now, what fire department do you work for?
The city of Orange.
The city of Orange?
Yeah.
Are you working now?
No, I'm off right now.
Okay.
And there's no way...
Yeah, you're a firefighter at Orange. Well, that's Orange County.
No, City of Orange.
I understand that, but that is Orange County, and we're talking up in the...
And you know what? There's no way you go out there with a kid with a case of beer, shoot up firecrackers, fireworks,
not
with
fire,
22.
Fire rockets.
You go out there with a whole crew of firefighters, with a couple engines, and all kinds of safety equipment.
I mean, Jay, you admit that you guys almost started a fire.
No, we did not almost start a fire. We were...
You are such a fraud, buddy.
We were mindful of where... Well, you're a fraud, too. I don't know if you're a firefighter.
No.
We are mindful of where... if you're a firefighter, what's a Sector 1?
A Sector 1? What are you talking about?
You're not a firefighter.
What's a... There is no Sector 1.
What is a Sector 1?
There is no Sector 1.
Where do you work? Where do you work?
I already told you, buddy.
You work in Orange?
Yes.
And what's your rank?
A firefighter, I guess firefighter, engineer, captain, paramedic.
We were out there. We had.
You say that you were out there with a case of beer.
We had enough We had enough materials to put out the fire that started.
You were out there throwing bottle rockets up in the air, sucking beer, and shooting off M80s, right?
We were disposing of combustible material, sir.
And what were you wearing when you were doing this?
We had on safety goggles.
Shorts?
We had on safety
T-shirt?
Goggles. We had safety
were you
goggles.
Hot dogs?
We were keeping our body temperature down with liquids. We were prepared with our existing equipment how to dispose of the fireworks.
What kind of equipment did you have?
Materials. We had coolant that we could douse to.
Well, the coolant you're talking about, you had ice in an ice chest.
And beer, right? You have hot dogs to go with that?
Let me ask you something. What do you put a fire out with?
Water.
All right, liquid, correct?
Yeah, correct.
All right, then we had that.
You had beer.
You know something,
all right, front line
of law enforcement.
All right, whatever.
This is
amusing to me.
I'm telling you that we're on the front line of law enforcement assisting. You're not a police officer, are you? Do you go around and confiscate firecrackers? I don't think so.
Yes, we do.
Illegal fireworks,
yes, we do.
Well, you're not
biggest time on the 4th of July.
I can tell you this much, you're not doing your job 100% because we certainly had some out in some of the neighborhoods out in South Bay as well.
Low-income people just...
We were confiscating the fireworks from these people. And
you were saving them up over the summer, and then you went out and started shooting them off out in the hills north of Corona. San Diego, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. This guy, I believe he probably did start the fire. What he's saying is ridiculous. You'd have to be a knucklehead.
What's your experience?
My experience?
Yes, sir.
I have probably the same experience as you. I go out and light fireworks myself.
Okay, so you illegally.
But not in the middle of summer.
I'll tell you what. Well, I am a veteran citizen's auxiliary police. What we're doing is disposing of them. We're not going out there getting our jollies.
Let's get this, Jay. I dispose them as well, but I do it on the beach on the 4th of July.
I'm talking about disposing of illegally held fireworks that we confiscated, not out there getting my jollies. Okay. You're out there getting your jollies on a beach.
And you're lighting fires.
In San Diego, let me ask you, you're in San Diego. Are fireworks legal in San Diego County in the 4th of July?
No, they are not legal. So this guy's out there getting his jollies.
Yeah, but I'm not getting my jollies off in the middle of Verona.
It doesn't make any difference. I'm disposing of these fireworks. What practical experience do you have working with explosives?
Let me ask you this.
I'm asking you a question. What practical experience do you have working with explosives?
None at all.
All right, I have been trained.
And what practical experience do you have putting out fires?
I have been trained because putting out fires. I mean, that's...
Now, bringing a cooler is not a practical...
I worked 3 Red Devil stands in Tahunga. I worked a safe and sane stand out in San Fernando. I'm very familiar with the operation of some of these explosives. When you're talking about sparkler, block parties, snakes, what have you.
Wait a minute. You have explosives training?
Yes, I do.
Where is that?
I just mentioned it to you. It's at the 3 Red Devil stands that I worked at in Tahunga. And
wait, you got explosive training working at 3 Red Devil stands?
Phil, let me say something. I have a very dear friend who worked demolition for the Navy SEALs. You're familiar with who the Navy SEALs are?
Yes, I am.
All right. I had him stop by the Red Devil stand. I was working at Tahunga. It was down on Tahunga Boulevard. And I said, do I know my stuff or what? And he assured me, yes, I did. So
You have a friend of the Navy SEALs who feels that you're competent to work with explosives.
I have stopped by the Red Devil stand, and that's where I was. Now, what we're talking about, a lot of the people who, and I want to say this.
I don't think that's a resounding endorsement. A Navy SEAL saying, yeah, okay, man, you know all about Red Devil fireworks. That doesn't mean that you know how to work explosives.
I want to say this to the people in Corona tonight, that they were not in any danger when the citizens of Missouri police were out there. We're in a field north, not south, but north of Corona. We were in a fairly clear area. There was some evergreen. That we were not doing anything to endanger them. That
were you near any homes?
Well, we fell. There's clearing areas near the homes up there. But
all right, so you were near homes in Corona last week, and you were setting off bottle rockets. I'm just saying that it's not very safe. I'm saying
anybody else doing it, you're right, it would not be safe. Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil. We stand at the forefront of law enforcement. We are there to help people. We're not there to hurt people. Now, we've got to stand down. And
Why did you have a paper shredder going? Okay, can you answer me that question? You said for the last 48 hours you were shredding documents.
That's correct.
And what were you going to do?
We were going to go deep cover.
You were going to go deep cover. Because why?
Because there might have been some misinformation or misunderstanding as to how that fire got started in Corona. And
well, right now, man, you're talking about how you were out in Corona and you were shooting off bottle rockets, firing M80s out of the air with a 22, and you've been confiscating this stuff all summer long, and they got a fire in Corona, okay?
Well, this was last week, Phil. It was in an area completely away from where the fire started this week, so we had nothing to do with it, and I want the people out there to know that we had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is with us. Fires in Corona today. There was a terrible situation with the Citizens Auxiliary Police that we got to get out on the table right now, that you guys were disposing of fireworks you'd confiscated on the 4th of July in Corona, not in the area where the fire started. It was a week ago, but you were doing it in a manner that has some people asking some questions, okay?
Well, we were doing it in a manner that is prescribed by the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We were exhausting combustible material, explosive materials, in the safest possible manner.
You do admit that you were out there with a six-pack of beer shooting off bottle rockets.
We were out there with coolant, and we were out there with what we felt was appropriate firefighting equipment to dispose of these. The best way to dispose of these explosives is to detonate these explosives, to exhaust that explosive material, as well as the M80s.
Now but throwing them up in the air?
Well, you throw them in the air and you shoot them with a .22 so as to completely exhaust the explosive material. We have determined tonight, Phil, as you have determined through your being in touch with whatever wire service you were in touch with, you said that the fire started in the hills south of Corona.
Yeah, we got that information from the news department.
All right, so we have determined that we were, in fact, not responsible for starting that fire out there. However, I would say this, and I don't want to hit this one too hard because I know you've got a particularly sensitive time, but I want to say this, that had we even been in the area when a fire started, I think somebody has to really say this, and that is that a lot of these homeowners who are existing and residing in areas where there is dry brush,
Wait a second. I mean, Jay, you're talking about an area of the state, an area of the country that is arid.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now, Phil. These people are living out in areas where there's dry brush. They do not keep the dry brush cleared away from the back areas of their property, from the perimeter line of their property. I'm not saying these people deserve what they get, but I'm saying this is entirely preventable. Because when we were out there, we certainly noted that there were existing areas along the perimeter of some of the property lines of dry brush. And if a fire had started, I don't think that there's, I think you'd have an argument from a lot of people as whether we're responsible for it.
If you're shooting off a bottle rocket, if you are shooting off bottle rockets, even if you are exhausting the explosive material, whatever it is that you say that you're doing, if you're lighting M80s and you're throwing them around out there and shooting them out of the air, and they land and they start a fire, my friend, you are responsible.
No, I think you're wrong, Phil. I think you get an argument from a lot of people. If the people out there had not kept that brush clear from the existing perimeters of their homes, they've only got themselves to blame.
Well, wait, what are you saying? The people out there who are the fire in Corona right now, whose fault is that?
I don't know whose fault it is. I'm saying that if you don't keep that brush clear, and I'll tell you, we could have started a fire last week as a result of the competent disposal of this material. But if these people are not keeping that brush clear away from the back of their houses, what can I tell you? So the fire might have started, but it wouldn't have been our fault. And
that's like saying I throw a cigarette into some dry brush and ignite it, and hey, why didn't they clear that dry brush away?
So we live in the state of California where we've got an awful lot of dry brush. We've got a fire season. We've been saying this over and over and over again for a lot of years. Keep that dry brush clear. Keep that dry brush clear from your house. These people out there in Corona or wherever, where they're existing, the Malibu fire a few years ago, and they don't keep that brush clear, and I'm disposing of bottle rockets, I'm getting rid of M80s. It's not going to be my fault I start a fire out there. If a fire does start, I'm going to say it's my fault.
You're firing off a bottle rocket or an M80, and how many of you people, is anybody listening to us out there tonight who is involved in the Malibu fire, for instance, or anybody who's listening tonight who has a home in Corona, might be familiar with some of the people who are out there, like having a relative or something. I'd like to understand, have a relative living in the area, I'd like to understand this whole situation of dry brush. Because I had a house that was in a canyon.
Well, there's nothing to understand.
But wait a minute, I had a house that was in a canyon in South Pasadena. It was right off the Pasadena Freeway. And we had a lot of weeds and we had a lot of brush. We had to keep a lot of that stuff clear from there.
That's correct, because then it is a fire hazard.
But as far as I knew, it was an option if it was on my property. Now, the rest of that stuff,
Well, whose responsibility do you think it is? You think it's the counties? These are people out there. Let's move out to the desert. You've got an ever-expanding perimeter of homes in Southern California and around Los Angeles. You've got people who want to move further and further away. They're living out in Corona. They're living out in Fontana. They're living out in Riverside or San Bernardino because the homes are affordable, because they're homes they want to live in, because they happen to like that it's away from the maddening crowd and away from the city. Well, guess where you live, Phil? You live out in a desert, and you live out where there's a lot of dry brush. And, you know, you're going to blame me or I'm going to have a cold beer. And
you're going out having a cold beer and shooting off bottle rockets.
I'm going out there. What I'm doing is disposing
of the exhaustible material. I got it about the fireworks and all that stuff. You went out with a cooler full of beer with your son and a friend and was shooting M80s out of the air.
As part of our duties as Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, I'm not saying that it wasn't part of your duties as a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer. I'm saying what you were doing was unsafe, okay?
And the brush out there, Phil, you think I'd smudge you up to go out there and clear that brushway? I'm going to go out there with an M80. I'm going to go out there with a bottle rocket. I've got to dispose of it. I would suggest a lot of these people out there clear that dry brush away from their area, clear that dry brush away from the perimeter of their homes before we start doing some of our disposal operation.
Before you go out there with a six-pack of beer and start shooting off bottle rockets.
Before we start our disposal operation. We were in a phase two red. We stand down to a phase two green.
And I don't know what you're talking about, phase two red, standing on phase two green.
Well, we had the paper shredder going today. And
yeah, and you're paper shredding on your way out of town, man, is what you were doing. Here's Corona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just think this guy's so idiotic. I mean, you don't light off fireworks at somebody's house, no matter if there's dry brush there or not.
Well, we're talking about, well, why is the dry brush there is what I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to establish.
Well, that's just like saying, okay, I hit your car on the freeway, but it's your fault because your car's on the freeway.
No, it's like saying, if you live out there, why is that dry brush around your home? You know it's fire season. You know that there is a substantial risk of fire. You know that there are all of those things we have to take into consideration during fire season. And you got that dry brush out there?
That's just the stupidest thing I ever heard. Come on.
No, so let me ask you, during fire season, what do you do? Just stack dry brush up against the back fence and wait for it to burn?
Yeah, and I ask, please come over and light fireworks near my house.
I would think you'd clear it out of there. Okay, you know, what I would suggest you do, sir, is, you know, turn the TV off, get out there with a shovel or a rake, and start clearing some of that stuff away.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any difference, man. You're out there with a bottle rocket and an M80.
I'm just telling the guy, turn his TV off and maybe take his shirt off and sweat a little bit and get some of that brush out of there.
Well, this has got. Do you own your own home out there, or do you live with your folks, or what?
Well, I live in an apartment.
You live in an apartment, okay.
Well, who's responsible getting that dry... Get everybody out of those apartments, clear that dry brush out of there.
Well, regardless of the responsibility, that's not my... What I'm pissed off at you for. What I'm pissed off at you for is because you're saying it's not your fault if you were to light a fire because you lit off an M80 or whatever in Corona, it's illegal to have any fireworks in Corona to begin with. You're not allowed to light off anything, regardless of who you are.
Well, that's absolutely true. I was Citizens Auxiliary Police. We were disposing of those fireworks.
You were disposing of those fireworks...
By lighting them off.
By lighting them off.
That's how you get rid of combustible explosive material. You have to exhaust it. The only way you do it is by lighting it off. Yes, sir.
In an open area where there is... trees or anything else could be dry brush, not in a controlled area. You know, I mean, they have all this technology. I'm sure they don't have a room or something they can explode them in.
None of that combustible material was landing in the weeds.
Were the weeds dry?
It's the summertime. I suppose they're going to be dry, but none of that combustible material was landing in them.
I have a really hard time believing that you could throw fireworks in the air and control where they land.
No, I tell you,
100% with accuracy.
Bill Jeffries is a crack shot. He's a former Marine. He's a sharpshooter in the Marine Corps.
Well, so I'm leaving it up to Bill Jeffries when you throw an M80 in the air to nail this thing out of the air. Otherwise, you got M80 landing in dry weeds.
Bill Jeffries, a crack shot.
Thank you for your call, sir. Here is Tribuco Canyon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I don't know who you think you are, but my neighbor's house burned down about a month and a half ago out in my canyon because a couple of hose bags were out there playing with fireworks. And you know what?
It's got nothing to do with me.
Well, they were out there playing with fireworks, and what happened
with the fireworks?
What? That's what you're talking about.
I'm talking about what we're doing is disposing of the fireworks in a safe way.
Oh, yeah.
How crack a shot?
Bushes.
I'm sorry?
In the dry bushes.
Sir, I am a explosives. I'm trained in handling explosives.
Well, you don't do it in the dry bushes, mister.
Well,
somebody else just did that the other a month ago and burned down my neighbor's house and did the same thing that you're doing.
Well, why don't you turn yourself in then?
Why don't I turn myself in?
Right.
Okay, you know what? That's ad hoc. I've got nothing to do with this. You are the person that's out there.
I've got nothing to do with it either, okay?
Have you ever burned down someone's house?
No, I have not. Not to my knowledge.
Have you ever
disposed of fireworks in the past 14 years? No, I have not. Not a sizable one, no.
Not a sizable one.
What do you mean not a sizable one?
We had a situation, but we got it under control.
Well, how many acres did you torch?
I didn't torch any acres, sir, okay? It was maybe a couple hundred square yards.
Oh, wow.
That's like a couple of hundred square yards, man, is like a few acres, okay? Look, Jay, you didn't start the Corona fire, all right? But if you're out there shooting off fireworks, you could have started another fire.
So what started the Corona fire was all the brush out there. And this guy says his neighbor's home was burned down.
Listen,
because of some fireworks. They suggest you get your neighbor
to go out there. You are a freak pyromaniac, okay?
Now, you get your neighbor to go out there and clear away that brush, all right, so that he doesn't have his home
but
burned down again.
But you're a freak pyromaniac.
You ought to move.
No business, because you know what's going to happen? Is as soon as Santa Ana's kick in, you're going to get all these other freak pyromaniacs, just like yourself, torching all of Southern California. Like it happens every single year.
Well,
and I'm probably going to lose my house because of freaks like you.
What are you living out there for? You know it's dry brush country. You know that the risk of fire is substantial during the fire season. You live in West Trabuco Canyon.
Well, if I saw
it on top of a can of gasoline, all right? Tell you what,
listen,
go to sleep
listen jerk, if I saw someone like you, I'd put a bullet through your bone head.
You know, you ought to go to bed at night on top of a can of gasoline and have yourself a cigarette before you fall asleep. It's about the same thing as living in Trabuco Canyon.
You know what?
Enough said. Rest my case.
If I wanted to listen to a battle like Bart, okay?
I rest my case, okay?
Okay, all right. The guy lives in a canyon.
Yeah. His house. I said, his neighbor's house got burned to the ground because some guy was out there shooting off fireworks. I said, why don't you turn yourself in to the police? And he laughed about it. I think you got a few things to get off your conscience there, buddy.
Okay, Jay, are you going to be doing this again next year?
Doing the fireworks disposal?
Yeah, doing firework disposal.
I probably will, Phil, if we do confiscate fireworks.
All right, I want to tell you something. That I think if you go out to any canyon area disposing of fireworks and say that the way that you said that you did, with a six-pack of beer and a six-pack of Pepsi, with Bill Jeffries with his .22, you guys are lit up on a couple of tall boys and you're blowing bottle rockets off, I think somebody ought to stop you, okay?
Well, you'll be stopping Citizens Auxiliary Police, and you'll be you'll be liable for arrest.
You're going to arrest me
if you try to stop us from doing our duty, yes, sir.
So if I come out there and say stop shooting off bottle rockets, and you guys are shooting off a .22 and you're drinking beer,
you would be liable for Citizens Auxiliary Police detention. Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know where you get your rights. I don't know where you get your gall, and I'm pretty sure I know where you get your beer. The Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Wow, that's bad news. 1-800-449-8686. That sounds like that dude's guitar is out of tune. Phil Henry Show, that dude's guitar is out of tune, and it's great. It's great to hear Flea. It's great to hear Flea with some clothes on, huh? Oh, it's Everclear. It's good, man. It's corn, man. It's all good. 1-800-449-8686. Sir, are you near the fire right now?
Yeah, I'm driving down the 91, just going through Corona now. You can see the fire from...
Is that the hillside, or where is
it? It looks like it's close to Holmes.
Oh, God.
It looks like it's fairly close to Holmes.
Uh-huh.
It's right at Surface Club Drive. You can see it from here.
I think that we were... I don't know, because I haven't been close to... I haven't been really listening to the news, but I think that they've got... Do they have it under control at all?
I haven't seen much of the news in the last couple hours.
Right.
But this guy...
That's their fault, or they need to clear out that brush.
Jay needs to go to jail. Jay needs to get his head examined.
They got
to
clear out that brush.
Jay's a wannabe cop that needs to have his head examined.
I'm a wannabe cop? Why?
Well, you're stand down. Why don't you stand down?
Well, we went through stand down in a phase two. We stood down because we felt we had an emergency situation.
Jay, get a life.
I got a life.
Yeah, you think you have a life.
I got a life.
Jay, you...
I'm saving lives, sir. What do you do?
What do I do?
I save lives.
You save lives?
I save lives, sir, by getting rid of these illegal fireworks.
By sitting out, getting drunk, shooting off bottle rockets.
I would sit out getting drunk.
You did say you had a six-pack of beer out there.
You're not only a wannabe cop, you're stupid.
Let me ask you a question. A man's not allowed to have a beer?
Yeah, sure, have a beer, but don't sit there and light off bottle rockets and shoot guns, you dumb.
What we're doing is we're disposing the combustible material.
Oh, I know, and you're a wannabe cop and stand up.
You got your Navy SEAL buddy
and your Marine Corps buddy, and man, get away.
I'm not afraid of the Navy SEALs to tell
you what you are. You know what you are? You're a guy that sells fireworks from a stand in July. Get a life.
Well,
you get a real job.
And it showed that I only brought that up because I've got explosive material experience.
And if poor people live in a hillside, you want to blame them if their house burns down. That's about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, wait a second. Where's the responsibility of the homeowner to try to get that dry brush cleared out of there? Man can't have a beer?
Should we clear the dry brush out of the Cleveland National Forest, you dummy?
Well, there's nobody living there, is there?
Yeah, and you're out shooting bottle rockets in there, and eventually that fire gets to homes.
Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, a man can, you know, not have a beer. I don't kind of country living anymore.
You can have all the beers that you want. Don't be standing there shooting off bottle rockets. And
I'm not just standing there shooting off bottle rockets. I'm disposing of combustible material.
Yeah.
You know, a man can't have a beer.
Jesus, man, you're out there with your cooler of beer. What did you say was going to put the fire out?
As I said, we've got a cooler. We had a coolant.
You're going to pour your cooler on top of the fire. Thanks for your call, sir. You're going to pour it. That guy's driving by the fire right now.
Oh, good. Why don't you get out of his car and help fight it? I don't know. You know, what do you want me to do?
Get out of his car and help fight it. You're walking around out there with your beer, and if a fire did start, guess what? You're going to throw the ice from your cooler on. Is that it?
Glad you're listening. You know, you want me to say to you?
Glad I'm listening. Here's Idaho on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make the point that not only is this guy endangering people with fireworks, but he's shooting indiscriminately into the air with a firearm, and that's illegal too.
Not indiscriminately. You're shooting M80s.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I couldn't hit an M80 with a .22.
Have you ever tried?
And not only that.
Have you ever tried to shoot an M80?
If you're gonna have a Navy SEAL come down to your little boat on fireworks then to check you out on explosives, he's gonna laugh you out of there.
I asked a friend of mine in demolitions, the Navy LCA, stopped by the Red Devil stand out in Tahunga where I was working.
Yeah, I bet the Navy SEALs did a lot of work over in the Gulf with fireworks from the Red Devil stand.
I don't know. I don't know what they use.
Well, they're not using flowers and snakes, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, I asked him, do I know my stuff? He said, yeah.
You don't know your stuff, or you wouldn't be shooting a gun into the air at M80s, and you wouldn't be lighting fireworks off in a dangerous situation.
I don't believe the Navy SEAL told you that.
You calling my friend a liar?
I'm not calling him a liar. I don't believe that he said you knew anything about explosives. You were probably showing him on the Red Devil stand saying, hey, here's some nice Piccolo Pete's, and he probably went, wow, thanks a lot.
Well, what's the difference?
What's the difference? Your friend came over to get some Piccolo Pete's for his kids, and he says, which ones do you recommend? And you gave them to him, right?
Yeah.
Well, here we ran Saddam out of Iraq with
Piccolo Pete's.
All right, okay. Next time, where do you live, Idaho?
Yeah.
All right, next time, there's a fire out there, don't come crying to me.
Well, they come calling to me because I'm a volunteer fireman.
Well, listen, don't come crying to me about it.
Well, I won't. You're a knucklehead.
Well, don't come crying to me about it.
I don't need you out here with your gun and your M80 shooting them in the air.
Wait a minute. You're a volunteer fireman. I'm a volunteer police officer. What's the difference?
Well, you shouldn't be.
What do you guys do?
You shouldn't be if you're out there shooting a gun, drinking beer, and lighting off fireworks.
Well, that's what Citizens Auxiliary Police does.
Shooting guns, drinking beer, and lighting off fireworks, man. Out in a high fire, whatever the hell they call it.
A high fire area?
Yeah, that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for what?
I thought you were complimenting.
I'm not complimenting you on anything. Anyway, thank you for the great work you do there in Idaho, sir.
Thank you. Call to me if you get a fire out there.
No. Okay.
Dude, it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Keep that fire out of your backyard. Helping thousands of families every year.
Have another tall boy there, Jay.
I was about to crack one. Oh, that's good.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars shine, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone.
Right. Ow.
Clumsy.
Ow.
Network is down.
I'm Bud Dickman. Vic Prowse scares the crap out of me. Bastard.
I said you're going to.